Three Palestinian workers have been brutally beaten by the Israeli forces at Zatra checkpoint near the occupied West Bank city of Nablus. One of them was hospitalized. The three men, Tariq Abda, Saleh Abu Saleh, and Thaer Abu Saleh, were traveling from Ramallah to Nablus when Israeli troops stopped them and forced them out of the car. According to witnesses, the Palestinian youths were then beaten with rifle butts and a metal chair by the Israeli forces. The incident happened on Saturday.
Yeah, it's clear that what was happening at the beginning of the second Intifada, like the Intifada is coming back again, especially on the checkpoints and the invasion of the houses of the people, destroying their properties and beating the youth and even the fathers and the older people in the houses. What has been like a few days ago, beating the three youth on the Zatra checkpoint, was a kind of an example of what's going on.
Others believe the so-called checkpoints set up by Israeli forces are actually used for violence against Palestinians.
These checkpoints manned by the Israeli army have one goal. They don't want to provide security, as they claim. They just want to humiliate and abuse Palestinians, like what happened in Zatra checkpoint.
He also told us that Israeli forces are violating international laws, which obligate occupying powers to protect the rights of the civilians under occupation. Palestinian rights groups are complaining about Israel's tightened restriction of freedom of movement in the West Bank, which is making life very hard for Palestinians. They further slammed the Israeli army's escalation in violence against Palestinians, which has led to many deaths and over 100 injuries. Melbourne for Press TV, Occupied Nablus.